Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. This podcast is sponsored by HealthDove Inc. Please visit our website, healthdove.com, for a free health evaluation. That's healthdove.com for a free health evaluation. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is grapefruit. The grapefruit is a large, round citrus fruit related to the orange, lemon, and the pomelo, but it was named grapefruit because it shows its clusters just like grapes. The grapefruit is juicy, tart, and tangy with an underlying sweetness that weaves throughout. Its Latin name, Citrus paradisis, signifies its wonderful flavor. Grapefruit usually range in diameter from 4 to 6 inches and comes in both seeded and seedless varieties. They are categorized as white, pink, or ruby based upon the color of their flesh and not their skin color. The grapefruit was first noticed in Barbados in 1750 and is regarded as the result of a natural crossbreeding between the orange and the pomelo, a citrus fruit that was brought from Indonesia to Barbados in the 17th century. By 1880, the grapefruit had become an important commercial crop in Florida, which is still a major producer of grapefruits in the United States, along with California, Arizona, and Texas. Grapefruits are also commercially produced in Israel, South Africa, and Brazil. Fresh grapefruit is low in calories, but it is a good source of flavonoids, water-soluble fibers, potassium, vitamin C, and folic acid. Grapefruit also contains phytochemicals, including limonoids, flavonoids, lycopene, and glucarates. A 3.5-ounce, 100-gram serving is a little less than a half the average red or pink grapefruit and provides 42 calories, 0.8 gram of protein, 0.1 gram of fat, and 10.7 gram of carbohydrates with 1.6 gram of fiber and 6.9 gram of natural sugars, sucrose, glucose, and fructose. For comparison, a whole grapefruit contains 97 calories and 24.5 gram of carbohydrates with a 3.7 gram of fiber and 15.6 grams of natural sugars. Grapefruit pectin has been extensively studied by researchers led by Dr. James Curder at the University of Florida since 1973. They have shown that grapefruit pectin possesses similar cholesterol-lowering action to other fruit pectins. The edible portion of the whole fruit contains approximately 3.9% or roughly 7.5 grams of pectin per grapefruit. Since most of the cholesterol-lowering studies use 15 grams of grapefruit pectin to produce a 10% drop in cholesterol levels, this would mean that eating approximately 2 grapefruits per day would lower the risk of heart disease by 20%. Of course, eating other foods rich in pectin and other soluble fibers could have similar effects. Grapefruit consumption has also been shown to normalize hematocrit levels. Hematocrit refers to the percentage of red blood cells per volume of blood. The normal hematocrit level is 40 to 54% for men and 37 to 47% for women. Low hematocrit levels usually reflect anemia. High hematocrit levels may reflect severe dehydration or an increased number of red blood cells. A high hematocrit reading is associated with an increased risk of heart disease because it means that blood is too viscous. Naringin, a flavonoid isolated from the grapefruit, has been shown to promote the elimination of all red blood cells by the body. This prompted researchers to evaluate the effect of eating a half to one grapefruit per day on hematocrit levels. As expected, the grapefruit was able to lower high hematocrit levels. However, researchers were surprised to find that it had no effect on normal hematocrit levels and actually increased low hematocrit levels. This balance in action is totally baffling to most drug scientists, but not to experienced herbalists who have used terms such as alternative, ameliorative, adaptogenic, or tonic to describe this effect. It appears that in addition to performing currently understood actions, many foods as well as herbs perform actions that are not at all consistent with modern understanding. For example, many natural compounds in herbs and foods appear to impact body control mechanism to aid in the normalization of many of the blood processes. When there is an elevation in a certain body function, the herb or the food will have a lowering effect, and when there are decreases in certain body functions, it will have a heightening effect. Grapefruit appears to have this effect on hematocrit levels. In addition to grapefruit's ability to normalize hematocrit levels, grapefruit, especially those varieties with deep red or pink flesh, is an excellent source of the carotene lycopene, which is an important phytochemical that battles heart disease, cancer, and molecular degeneration. Grapefruit is also rich in other cancer-fighting chemicals, such as D-limonene, which inhibits tumor formation by promoting the formation of detoxifying enzyme glutathione S-transferase in the liver. This enzyme sparks a reaction in the liver that helps to make toxic compound more water soluble for excretion from the body. I'm going to read that again. This enzyme sparks a reaction in the liver that helps to make toxic compounds more water soluble for excretion from the liver. The pulp of citrus fruits, such as grapefruit, also contains glucarates, compounds that help prevent breast cancer by helping the body to rid of excess estrogen. So a little bit on storing and selecting. Grapefruits of good quality are firm but springy to the touch, well-shaped and heavy for their size. A good grapefruit doesn't have to be perfect in skin appearance or discoloration. Scratches or scales do not impact the taste quality. However, if the grapefruit is soft, wilted, or flabby, or have a green on the skin, it should not be consumed. Other signs of decay include an overly soft spot at the stem end of the fruit and the areas that appear water-soaked. So these forms of decay usually translate to a flavor that is less vibrant and more bitter than that of good quality. So since grapefruits are juicier when they are slightly warm, store them at room temperature if you plan to consume them between 1 week of purchase. If you will not be using them between this time period or prefer less juicy or colder, store them in the refrigerator. And so you can eat the grapefruit whole or in fresh salads, or you can juice them. You can have a morning glass of grapefruit instead of orange juice. And you can sprinkle the grapefruit halves with maple syrup, cinnamon, and nutmeg, and you can grill that. So for safety, some people are allergic to citrus peels. So when an allergy is suspected, your caution must be employed when eating these citrus fruit. But whether you are allergic or not, citrus peels should not be eaten in any significant quantity. Citrus peels contain some beneficial oils, but these oils can interfere with some body functions. So, for example, citrus peels contain a compound known as citral that antagonizes some of the effects of vitamin A. In addition, grapefruit contains high levels of a flavonoid called naringin that can pose a problem for people taking certain drugs. Naringin reduces the activity of the CYP3A enzyme within the liver, and these enzymes are used by your body to break down certain drugs such as calcium channel blockers used to treat for treatment of high blood pressure, cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, sedatives, and cyclosporine, which is an immune suppressant given to people who have received organ transplant. So if the drugs are not metabolized, they remain in the body in higher concentration, thus increasing the risk of unwanted toxic effects. So if you're taking a prescription medication, ask your doctor if you should avoid eating grapefruit or drinking grapefruit juice. Some drugs, such as Nerval, already carry a warning. For a complete list of drugs currently known to be affected by grapefruit, you can look at www.drug-interactions.com. So that's www.drug-interactions.com, or you can simply ask your healthcare provider. So fortunately for citrus lovers, oranges and tangerines do not contain significant amount of the naringin, but have many other important nutrients and flavonoids. So this information is taken from the Encyclopedia of Healing Foods and is not intended to treat or diagnose any health condition. Please consult with your healthcare provider. This is Rhonda Herbert. I'll see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus. You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdub.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDub app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdub.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert.